Have you ever been swimming with dolphins? I have not, but I've seen pictures and videos of friends who have. It looks so peaceful and fun, and overall the experience seems to be amazing. What if we swapped out those sweet bottlenose mammals for piranha? You know, the little freshwater fish that inhabit South American rivers, particularly in the Amazon basin, the ones with razor-sharp teeth that horror movies have been made about. Would you want to jump right in for that adventure and photo op? I didn't think so. Swimming with the piranha doesn't have the same ring to it. I would like to keep the flesh on my legs and feet, please. Piranha have a reputation. It's been said they can devour a human or a small cow in a matter of minutes when hundreds of them go into a flesh-eating feeding frenzy. Come to find out, that's way more of a myth than reality. Piranha get a bad rap and are basically like regular fish with, of course, those protruding large teeth. Either way, I think I'll pass on the Amazon River snorkeling adventure. So they may not eat humans, but when they do eat, they use those razor sharp teeth to take big whole bites, and they use quite a bit of force. So if you did happen to get bitten, it might leave a mark. Friends, followers of Christ, we are not piranha. Yet often our sharp teeth bite deep into one another, leaving behind scars and wounds for others to feed off of. Rude comments, hate-filled posts, backbiting, and stirring up division among the body of Christ is evil. To the world, we look like a school of piranha in a feeding frenzy, ripping and shredding one another to pieces if we dare disagree on anything. Paul warns the Galatian church against this behavior in Galatians 5:15. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. This warning is for the church today. We begin with bites of disagreement or hurt feelings, and if left unchecked, then go even further to devour one another. We don't let up. We get a taste for blood, it seems, in our pride and arrogance to prove our point or disprove someone else's. Again, if left unchecked or not resolved or confronted in love, brothers and sisters in Christ become divided, and a body is destroyed, ripped apart. If we cared as much about sharing the gospel as we do about sharing our opinions, way more hearts would be changed than minds would. There are real flesh and blood people on the other side of our comments, blanket judgments and rants, real hearts who need Jesus. The world is watching. Are they seeing us bite, devour, and destroy way more than we love, encourage, and build up? We are called to be different, to be set apart, like the Bible lays out for us in Colossians 3, clothed with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. That's who we are. Let's live like it and make allowance for each other when we say something we shouldn't. And forgive and talk it through in love. When we do, the peace of Christ will rule us, not our opinions. That's the truth. Love is what binds us together. As members of one body, we are called to live in peace. Don't forget that today, when your teeth want to maybe take a bite of someone, speak love and focus more on the gospel than you do the gossip. I'm Lori Klein.